We're living in pivotal times for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people. And it goes far beyond the tragedy just over a week ago in Orlando that claimed the lives of 49 people. It was a year ago this week that the Supreme Court made same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states for the first time. And so much else happened in the past year. The TV show Transparent won multiple Emmys. An Olympian who was once the world's greatest male athlete came out as transgender. States like North Carolina and Mississippi passed anti-LGBT legislation this year. And other states like California passed their own measures to make restrooms non-discriminatory. In these times, we can find the inspiration for change in unexpected places, like a public elementary school in San Francisco that put itself ahead of the headlines, a school that changed the signage on the bathrooms for its 5- and 6-year-olds last fall, before the controversy over non-gendered bathrooms hit the national stage. KALW's Luisa Cardosa has that story.
Sam Bass is the principal at Mira Loma Elementary in San Francisco. He says he's often talking with parents, and he once had a conversation about how some students on the gender spectrum were not comfortable going to the bathroom at Mira Loma.
In fact, one of them was having difficulties so much that he was wetting himself instead of going to the bathroom. And that's just not okay.
When the school went through renovations, a teacher proposed something new. Instead of having boys and girls single-stall bathrooms, why not make them both gender neutral? Bass says it was pretty simple. They just changed the signs. And when people learned to change their language identifying the restrooms, student needs were met.
You know, student need drives every decision you make at a school, and that was what our students needed, and that's what we did, and that's what we believe in here.
The city of San Francisco believes in that, too. So much so, the Board of Supervisors put forth its own legislation following the path set by Mira Loma Elementary.
And with that, colleagues, can we take this item? Same house, same call. Without objection, the ordinance passes unanimously on the first reading.
Beginning next month, the city will require single-stall restrooms in existing public buildings to be made all-gender, and any new buildings must have at least one all-gender bathroom on each floor. The author of the legislation, Supervisor David Campos, says the city's been thinking about all-gender restrooms for a long time. But it took a conversation with Teresa Sparks, the transgender executive director of the San Francisco Human Rights Commission, to really get the wheels turning and the legislation to be drafted.
And then the timing was such that when we weren't thinking about it, you know, these states like North Carolina and others were taking some pretty horrible steps back in terms of the rights of transgender men and women. We weren't planning on it, but it turns out that as we were talking about giving people more rights, other states were talking about taking rights away.
As we all know, we have a problem.
That's North Carolina State Senator Buck Newton.
The city of Charlotte, their city council, has decided to push a very radical and dangerous policy and thrust itself into the spotlight by passing this ordinance that allows men to share the bathroom and shower facilities with young girls and women. That's why we're here today. Charlotte's ordinance clearly violates common sense.
Newton was speaking on March 23rd about HB2, the North Carolina legislation that does two things. It prevents transgender people from using restrooms for the gender they identify with, and it blocks cities and counties from passing protections against LGBT discrimination. The law passed that night. And while that may seem surprising here in the Bay Area, according to polls, it's a popular position nationally. In the last few months, there have been more than 100 active bills in 22 states affecting LGBT rights in some way. These have led to reprimands by the federal government, as well as companies threatening to take their business away. And they've certainly angered lawmakers like San Francisco Supervisor David Campos.
The idea that someone can use their own religious views, you know, to discriminate against someone goes against the very basic foundation of our country, you know, and especially because something like this has ramifications that go beyond adults, because some of the folks who are the most impacted can be children, you know? And I would imagine that a basic tenet of who we are as a country is that we want the safety of every child. And in the end, that's what this is about.
Back at Mira Loma Elementary, Principal Sam Bass says he's received a few letters from other places in the country, letters from people expressing their religious disdain, but he's just ignored them.
People don't have full perspectives of why we do what we do, and they think that they do. So, you know, if they were here and they met some of our students who are on the gender spectrum, they would feel the heartbreak knowing that that child is wetting their pants because they don't feel safe going to the bathroom.
That's no longer the case for kids at Mira Loma, but the debate continues around the country. In San Francisco, I'm Luisa Cardoza for Cross Currents.